This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And straight into a pile of guests to start a Thursday afternoon. I'm joined in the studio by Rachel Bryant from Get Synergized. So have I got the company name right?
Yeah, you're doing well, you're doing
well. Okay, last time you were in, I got it horrendously wrong as well. And I'm also joined by Keith Johnson, Keith from the Hunts Forum.
Hello.
And by Sharon Livermore, Sharon from Cameo Recruitment.
Hello.
Hello. Well, good afternoon to you. Sharon, welcome to the studio for
the first time.
Now, Rachel, Keith, we all got together a few weeks ago now. Kevin Appleton from Barron's BMW was in as well. Remind us why we were all together talking then.
Yeah, hi. So, yeah, I'm the founder of Get Synergized, which creates opportunities for the business community and charitable sector to collaborate for greater social impact. And through a connection through the Chamber of Commerce, met with Keith, and we got together and had a little chat about how we could look at getting businesses and charities together in one room, charitable organisations together in one room, to look at how we can break down some of those barriers and look at meaningful and sustainable partnerships. So we got our heads together.
Came up with an idea,
ran a workshop, had 16 charitable organisations, three businesses coming together and, building a conversation.
It was
really
all about starting that conversation between the charity and the business sector. There was nothing else in it but let's talk and let's work out what works and what doesn't work for each side. And that was really what it was all about.
And Sharon, you're one of the businesses that was there. And it is a difficult, as you say, Keith, it's a difficult conversation to start, isn't it? Because quite often the charities just start by scattergunning everybody with letters saying, please, can you send us money? Businesses know that in this world, to succeed nowadays, you've got to be seen to be more than just money grabbing and all about profits and the shareholders.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely about collaborating with the local charities within your area.
Mm-hmm.
Working in recruitment, obviously, for businesses, it's so important that you do give back to the local community. And I think there are more businesses, especially within Cambridge, that are aware of this. So actually coming along to this event alongside PwC and BMW was really useful because it opened up the channels that might not necessarily be there before for the charities to actually talk about the concerns and the challenges they face, which was actually quite interesting to hear that a lot of the challenges they face are very similar to those of a business. So lack of time, I think Rachel would agree with that as well. With charities, there is definitely a lack of time, but they don't necessarily utilise their time as well as they could when they are approaching businesses. So you are right, there's letters that go flying out, calls not necessarily to the right person. So I think a lot of the conversation was about how can we maybe get them to the right people or approach things in a slightly different way.
Yeah, and building more of a relational approach rather than going in with the pitch of finance, actually thinking, how can I build a relationship that's more likely to be sustainable? It's not just about finance, but it can be about skills, expertise, sharing of knowledge, which is all kind of part of the package of providing good CSR rather than,
Is that how you see it, Keith, as well, from the charity side? Do you see it from that way?
Oh, very much so. I mean, as said last time, it's becoming more and more important that charities are having to look in all sorts of new places to gain funding as all the cuts are coming in and it's harder and harder to get funding. All the trusts have got less money because of low interest rates and they're not making the same money. And to be able to talk to businesses to work out what is the best way to approach a business and to build that relationship and to work out about doing that research, first of all, taking the time, not just running. We spend ages on a funding application, but we might very quickly just knock off a letter. As a sector, this is, I'm saying all of us, just quickly write a letter and go, that'll do. Where's 50 companies to send it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's taking that same approach that we take with funding applications, with the research that we do, getting the evidence to back up what we do, looking at the impact that we're going to make and how that's going to happen, and looking at it in that way when we approach businesses. Because one of the big things for me that came out was the charities realising that they had a lot more to offer businesses back the other way, around that team building, staff engagement, staff motivation, being part of the community, reaching out. And there was a massive sort of crossover between both sectors on what they wanted to do in the community. So businesses want to be out there. We just need to, in our side, to do it just a little bit differently to make it easier for businesses. And charities will say, and they did say on the day, if only businesses would do certain things to make it easier as well. So those discussions did go both ways. But when we do that, hopefully we'll start seeing the results and we'll start seeing a difference.
And it's interesting when you talk about businesses, because there again, there's big charities who kind of have got their marketing plans together, they've got their teams, their communications teams, they perhaps can get the message out far easier because they've got the resources than the small charities. And in Cambridge in particular, and in Cambridgeshire, there's a lot of small charities doing very niche things, aren't they? But again, with businesses, there's the big ones. I mean, as you say, PwC, crikey, global, defines the word global, doesn't it? You've got the likes of Barron's, which is a sizable organisation, and then you have yours, which is a reasonably new business.
Yeah, a year old this week.
Is it again one size fits all, or how are you going to...
No.
You've got to work that way, haven't you?
I think it's looking at, one, what the business does as well, because there's a lot of reasons why people partner with certain charities. So mine personally, I'm with Turtle Dove, so they are a local charity, and I partner with them because they help young women get back into work, so it kind of fits nicely
exactly
with
what you do.
Recruitment, but we're also giving back in the right way as well, and helping the community, not just financially, as Rachel said, that's the thing as well, it's not just money that charities need, it's time, so we're able to do CV writing, interview tips, those kind of things. But yeah, I think the biggest challenge in Cambridge really is knowing what charities are out there as a business. I wasn't aware of Turtle Dove until I partnered with Rachel, and Rachel was actually able to give me some different options that aligned with my company cultures, which we worked on as well. And actually it worked, and Turtle Dove and Cameo work really well together. But I think that is the thing for you're right, the bigger charities, people know them. People have heard of the huge charities. The smaller ones, people don't get to see them or hear about them. So I think this partnership and the way that obviously the workshops are being put on is allowing people to realise that they can be exposed to businesses, but in the right way.
And I think that culture and alignment is so important. And also I think, like you said about smaller, we'd say sort of like charities, but there's also social enterprises as, you know, Turtle Dove, and then there's other, you know, organisations doing things that actually... businesses go with the charity route, but that's actually, there's so much in the community with the public sector doing lots of work as well that businesses can get engaged to, and that's why I do what I do, in order to create opportunities.
Yeah, you're kind of the one in the middle,
because
your background was in the charity sector.
Yeah, over
right?
20 years. So
you kind of know it from both sides of the fence.
Yeah, and it's helping people to go, have you looked at this? Have you thought about this? This could be a good fit for you. And for charitable organisations, when they're looking for businesses, not just going for any, but does their culture do what they have to potentially offer us, and vice versa, do they actually match, and do we know each other's expectations? And that's, I think, really helpful.
Okay, so where do we go from here? You obviously must have had I was only there for the morning because I had a certain radio show I needed to come and do. I really wished I could have stayed all day, but from the get-go, from the people standing around in the showroom having coffee and croissants, the conversation was already kicking off in groups, and it was, the noise levels were just going up and up in the various rooms. You could tell people, everybody had not an opinion, but everybody was wanting to pass and to listen and learn, to pass ideas. Where did that conversation then go in the rest of the day, and where does it take us from here?
Well, I think we had these number of breakout workshops that were guiding the discussions, and all of those just seemed to bring up very common themes between
them. That's encouraging, isn't it?
So it was really sort of nice when we're starting to see that really, although it seems like a massive hurdle and trying to get around, it's not really.
No.
You could break them down into quite a few smaller steps. And for me, it was more about that enthusiasm amongst everyone, the businesses and the charities there, to carry on and to do something more, to continue the conversation, to look at something a bit bigger perhaps, look at maybe swapping it around and having more businesses than charities at an event so that the businesses could learn. So there were all sorts of ideas that people were coming up with on how we could take it forward. So many that we've still got to go through.
I was going to say, you're still
ideas,
working
really.
Out, eh? Because you're exactly right. I can imagine that there are charities, I know from the fact that you were well oversubscribed on
still a waiting list, so we're now thinking of repeating another. And then for those that came to the last event, they want to do something else. So we're thinking, how do we extend on what we did? Looking at, there's been discussions around how to pitch at businesses. How do we do that better? Could we do a Dragon's Den type style? You know, learn from each other what does and doesn't work. Or an opportunity for charities to talk to businesses.
So it's kind of like you're creating almost like a production line of this, that the people who were there the first time will move on to session two, and then in comes the people for session one, and then session one becomes session two becomes session three. And by the end end of it, an awful lot of businesses and charities are connected up and are doing some proper joined up thinking.
And my hope is through what I'm doing through my business is to create some kind of network where we can get charities and businesses together and actually meet and network and look at it as a networking with purpose and actually making it something where we could have an opportunity throughout the year to do that, or some kind of way of connecting each other. There are various things happening in the city, just looking at whether we can do that a little bit more. That came out a lot, so
cool.
Yeah, and it would also be nice, and what we hope to do is to get outside of Cambridge and into Cambridgeshire.
And do other workshops further out as well. So we've got a lot going on. And as a result of the social media, we had from Sharon's contacts, her clients really going, I'd love to get engaged. So businesses, we're looking for more businesses that are like, I'd love to come along. I've got examples of where we're doing it really well and sharing that with the charitable organisation.
Yeah, I think
so
that's the thing.
We are looking for more businesses, but we have had a number come forward and saying we want to engage.
Super. So if people do want to get in touch, how do they do that if they want to get involved on the next round of discussions?
They can contact myself or Rachel. People can find us, Hunt's Forum website if they just Google Hunt's Forum.
Get synergised website.
Just email Keith at huntsforum.org.uk. I can't remember your email address.
I'm sure I know it. I send it and it's automatic.
Yeah, good,
all my details are on the Get Synergised website. So,
all right, lovely.
Businesses and charities, because we had charities from outside Cambridge this time coming in from Huntingdon and beyond and from South Cambridgeshire. So it's not just businesses and charities in Cambridge.
Well, this is really good. This is great to see a discussion get underway, and great to see that everybody got so much out of it, because we've got the middleman here, we've got the charities, and we've got the businesses all saying, yeah, this was really good. That's got to be a positive thing, and let's keep in touch, looking to the future. So there you are. If you want to get in touch, just Google Hunt's Forum or Get Synergised on the web. There's contact forms there, and you can just give either Rachel or Keith a quick email. But for the time being, thank you very much indeed to Keith Johnson from the Hunt's Forum, Rachel Bryant from Get Synergised, and from Sharon Livermore from Cameo Recruitment. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. Keep me posted.